So Kaylee.
Yeah.
Young one.
Yes.
You might be younger, but
so I'm give one. Us your insight from your age.
Yeah. So whenever you sent that text out, I've been thinking and praying about this a lot. Just kind of
and the it's text it, about this.
Yes, group. Doing the podcast and the group and everything, and it's almost ironic that you brought up the joy in the storm, because that's just one thing I've been thinking about a lot lately, is that and God's faithfulness. And so, like I said, my parents got a divorce when I was 8. Got remarried, divorced other people, lots of different things. But through all of that, I think that it taught me. When I was younger, I didn't quite understand it, and they got remarried to other people and then divorced again later. And those divorces were a lot harder on me. But people used to ask me when I was growing up, like, do you ever wish that your parents wouldn't have gotten a divorce? And, like, of course, I would never wish that on my worst enemy, but there's not a single part of me that wishes that my parents wouldn't have, only because the lessons that I learned from that got me through so much later in life. Even when my mom went to rehab when I was a junior in high school, I remember telling my dad, like, I wanted her to go to the Home of Grace, which is a Christian rehab center in Mississippi. And we had known people that we went to church that went there. And I was like, and it wasn't because just for the rehab part of it, but I was like, I know my mom was a great person beforehand, but I knew she was going to come back an even stronger woman of her faith. And I knew that God was going to work through our family in that. And same thing, my freshman year of college, I had a really like tough family thing happen. And, but the whole time I was praying, I was like, you know, Lord, like, you've been so faithful to me every time. You have shown me that even through all of the hardships, like, there's not a single thing I would change, because it made me who I am today. It made me strong in you. And right now this sucks. I'll say it. It does. But I know that you're making me stronger. You're making my family stronger. And I just would pray, like, to focus in on that joy, because I knew that there was. And I knew that he would be faithful and bring me through it. I didn't know how he was going to do it or when he would do it. But I knew that he was extremely faithful to me. And he always had been. So say all that to say, that first little thing that happened to an 8-year-old, who would have thought that 20 years old, I would be sitting back looking at that like, Lord, you brought me through that. You brought me through each one after that. And you were so faithful to me. Had I not had those experiences, I know he would have brought me through it, but I wouldn't have had the faith and the strength that I would have to get through that amidst everything else that was going on as a freshman in college. And so find joy in the storm.
Yes, and all these problems we have that build our faith, it's not for the moment, it's for the future, you know?
Absolutely.
We gain our strength. I mean, it's like preparing for war. You don't build your strength, build your army when you need it, you know? Mm-hmm. You build it while you don't need it, and so when you need it, you have all the whatever it takes to conquer whatever you need to conquer. So
you don't realize it in the moment that that's what it's for, and you just have to know that he's got a reason for it. And it's cool when you do get to see those reasonings later on and how he brings you through it.
Okay, we'll end with that. And